The Rugby World Cup kicks off next Saturday at Eden Park. And to celebrate Aotearoa, New Zealand, and the Wahine Toa competing, poi will be offered for free to fans attending the game. Well, the games. The movement is called Wā Poi. It's poi time. To tell us more about it, I'm joined by the founder and CEO of Pōtiki Poi and former interviewee here on the afternoon's show, Georgia Latu. Kaitahu and Ngāpui is on the line now. Tēnā koe, Georgia.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Nice to talk to you. How's things?
Things have been very, very busy with making poi, exams, everything.
Yeah.
But we're good.
I reckon I talked to you when you were about 12 years old and you just won, I think, the People's Choice Award at a startup boot camp.
Yep.
That obviously was something that really hit the go button for you.
Yeah, so, well, since we last spoke to you, we've now stocked my poi in over 100 retail stores across the motu, including Countdown. So we have 30 stores across the motu in Countdown poi, and written a book, opened a dance academy. A lot's happened in that short time. But yeah, that was about 3 years ago, I think, now.
Man, are you managing to keep up okay?
It has been very hard, so we now employ 15 staff of a range of abilities to work at Pōtiki Poi with us now, and then we have a lot of volunteers, so like my friends and whānau coming in. But we are keeping up. We just finished our first lot of poi 2 nights ago, so it's been a long time coming, really, to have such a change and shift in Aotearoa, but we're doing it.
Can you just explain that to me again? You did what 2 nights ago?
We just finished our first part of the poi order for Rugby World Cup.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going
to
talk about that. You mentioned your employees. Can you tell me a bit about them? It makes you a bit different from some businesses.
Yeah, so my baby brother, Api, he was born with T21, also known as Down syndrome. So we try and employ people with a range of abilities. So we don't like using the word disability. We think of it as a diverse ability. And so we have etahi o mātou whānau that are in wheelchairs, and etahi o our whānau, aunties, uncle, everybody is involved. 15 staff are now in our books, which is pretty cool.
Got a good team spirit?
Yes, we definitely represent te tino ranga tiritanga, and our eco-friendliness, so we stick with using upcycled material still to date, and we acknowledge our healthy with diverse abilities.
Are you keeping count of how many poi you sell, Georgia?
We haven't really been keeping count, but we do know that this order for the Women's Rugby World Cup is the biggest ever recorded in history of Aotearoa, with 22,000 poi.
What? 22,000. Is that 11,000 pair?
They're going to give them out as singles. Everybody gets one poi each as you go to the stadium and watch the game. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so tell me about the idea with the Rugby World Cup. What part are poi going to play and why poi?
Dame Hinewihi Mohi, she came up with the idea. She sang in the 1999 World Cup and came up with the idea of using poi as another way to revitalise another taonga. So instead of using flags, we'll be using poi, and this will ultimately change the history of where poi will go. But for me, poi is just an extension of who I am. And to be able to teach Aotearoa and the world what poi are and use them efficiently, tikanga-wise, things like that, I think that's a huge milestone. It's awesome.
How exactly will they be used at these World Cup games?
So we've got two different actions that the Rugby World Cup has been showing people to do. So poi rere, so that's just swinging your poi, and poi paki, so that's making noise with your poi. So hopefully, instead of doing a Mexican wave, we'll be able to create different moves with poi to be uniquely Aotearoa original, just like Pōtiki Poi. So we'll be using them in as tautoko, as flags, but Māori.
Yeah, that's wicked, eh? How do you make the poi paki, how do you make a sound with the poi? Is it a matter of swinging it and stopping with your hand?
Yeah, so you're just swinging it and making a beat That's what paki means, clap. And so it's the same with your poi. So you're hitting it back and forth on your hand and even on your tenon as well, going over your shoulder and forward. Yeah.
Is it easy to teach a move like that? Can anyone do it, or do you need to practice before you show up at the game?
I think poi takes practice, but there is no one thing that you need to know. It's a fluid thing. Poi can be used for everybody, but my one tip would be to hold the tauda, not the hukahuka. So tauda is the cord. So you want to make sure you're holding that instead of the tassel, so you have more control over it. That would be my only little tip.
Nice one. Yeah, that's a great tip. Thanks. What is your hope by having all these poi at the games and presumably showing up at the TV screens as well? What do you think and hope it might achieve?
For myself, I hope that as a country, we can learn and be educated on what poi are and how to revitalise what was being lost. And so for myself, I think it's to show the world who we are as Aotearoa. And being able to show our mokopuna and our young ones coming through that they can be honoured through doing poi, I think that's the biggest achievement. Yeah.
So plan A, buy one of your poi, Georgia. But if people want to have a go at making them at home, I just see my kids' school, I've just sent a newsletter home encouraging them to make a poi during the school holidays. How do you do it?
Well, I would love to show you, but... Oh, I would love to tell you that that would take away from our paki here. But we'd love for you to go visit Portuguese Poi. But also we have make your own poi packs as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so that has all the instructions. So it is such a it's such a fun creativity activity, more thing to do. But there's a lot of resources out there to show you. Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of materials are you using, or is that a secret as well?
Well, we use upcycled materials because we don't want to make a bigger footprint on Papa Tuanuku. So we stick with upcycled pillow stuffings from what was going to the landfill. So the University Halls of Residence had thousands of pillows going to the landfill. We take those in and we've repurposed them, and now they're going into different stadiums across New Zealand. Yeah.
Hey, I'm super proud of you. I'm a bit worried about you too. 15 years old, 22,000 poi, 16 years old, 22,000 poi to make, a huge business, an organisation. It's a lot of responsibility for you, and you've got to get through school and just have a normal sort of teenage life as well.
Yeah, well, it is definitely hard, and I know a lot of people have asked me, how do you balance it all? And the matter, the fact is you can't, but with the tautoko from my whānau and my people behind me, that's what keeps me strong and to push for people like Api so my baby brother can live in a world where he's not judged. That is, I think, the biggest thing for me is to make changes and make them happen now, because if they don't happen, when will they happen?
I know I asked you this last time you were on the show 3 years ago, what your dreams were, where you wanted to take this. And I guess the question today is, has it changed? Are you thinking bigger now than when you first started a few years ago? Or is it the same goal of bringing poi to the people?
Oh, yeah, I remember having our first conversation, but it was for me to walk into a store and buy Aotearoa original poi. And I think we've succeeded in the fact that 3 years later, 12-year-old Georgia can walk into a Countdown out of all places and purchase Aotearoa original poi. But we're thinking bigger from then, but in just 3 years we've managed to make that happen. And it shows that no matter how big your dream is, it can happen. It can.
You going to get along to any of these games?
Well, hopefully we'll be up in Tāmaki Makaurau for a Countdown hui, which is pretty ironic. And so hopefully we'll be able to get to at least one of the games.
Awesome. Nice to talk to you. Really great to talk to you, Georgia. Don't take too much on, eh? You're doing heaps and heaps. Don't think about it, but when someone asks you to be a speaker at their event or come and tell them what you've done right, just make sure you keep some time to yourself as well.
Yep, will do.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks. Georgia Latu of Kaitahu and Ngāpui. She's CEO of Portuki Poi and is partway through making 22,000 poi. for the Rugby World Cup. Great idea, eh? Having poi in the stands, people waving them around and making some noise with them and making it, I guess, a match and a sight that couldn't happen anywhere else in the world.